Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. And I will freely admit that most New Yorkers, especially those of us who are native New Yorkers, think pretty highly of our city, especially when it comes to culture. Yes, a town like Venice has its big biannual art festival, but New York? Every day is a biennial here. But one native New Yorker apparently wasn't feeling quite so smug about the city's cultural offerings. Conductor Alan Gilbert, music director of the New York Philharmonic, is about to unleash an 11-day festival of contemporary music called the NY Phil Biennial. Alan Gilbert joins us here on Soundcheck. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. What a recommendation that is. Where do I start now?
Well, what were you seeing, or maybe not seeing, here in New York that made you think there was an opportunity?
You know, it's a very conscious ripoff from the world of visual arts.
Right.
You referred to the Venice Biennale. I think people are quite familiar with and comfortable with the idea that every couple of years you get together either in Venice or in Miami or Basel or
at the Whitney.
Or at the Whitney. I mean, yeah. There are a lot of examples. And just take a look at what's been happening. I thought it could be really interesting as a premise for a contemporary music festival to try to do something similar, or at least create a musical analog.
Well, and the interesting thing about the visual arts, biennials and the visual arts, is they are focused on contemporary art, on what's happening now. And that seems to be, you know, there's always this kind of push and pull in music with, you know, getting people to come to contemporary music events.
Yeah, it seems, I don't know, I mean, you're very much in the contemporary music scene. I think, and I don't want to create any self-fulfilling prophecies, but somehow, and I'm wondering, maybe you have some ideas, if it's because of the time commitment that's necessary to experience a new work, if you're in a gallery and there's a piece of art that doesn't strike your fancy, if you're not immediately drawn to something, you walk by.
Right.
You decide how much time and energy you're going to spend. Short of walking out of a concert, essentially once you're there, you're committed to hanging out and listening to the piece for as long as it lasts. I don't know if that's the reason, or I don't know if it's that it's harder to own a piece of music. There's the kind of, you know, being able to have examples of visual art that you can collect or put on your wall. I'm not sure, but in short, I hope that it's possible to generate the same kind of openness and enthusiasm about what we're doing in music, because I think it fully deserves it, and I think there are exciting trends going on, and we're trying to present that.
Well, and musicians from age 9 to 80-something, you know, being represented, it's not just the New York Philharmonic, lots of other ensembles and musicians, composers, other conductors, all involved in the first ever New York Phil Biennial. Alan Gilbert is music director of the New York Philharmonic with me on Soundcheck. How long have the Bang on a Can folks been on your radar?
Well, they've been on my radar for a long time. You mentioned the collaborators. The Bang on a Can is one of the groups that we've enlisted to help us present this array of music. As I mentioned, music takes time both to perform but also to prepare. Mm. So very practically, not to mention philosophically, the idea of collaborating and making connections between different New York groups, organizations, and people is something important to me. But practically speaking, there's no way that the New York Philharmonic could do it alone. I think it's nice to show that, first of all, the New York Philharmonic can come to the party and dance with other things, but also to recognize the vibrancy of the scene, how you started out. I mean, it's incredible what's going on. And in a sense, we're filling a gap, but I also like really putting the New York Philharmonic forward as a focal point, a kind of nexus for the cultural dialogue.
Mm-hmm. So the biennial begins on May 28th, runs through June 7th, 21 concerts over 11 days in various venues. And one of the early ones features this music from Bang on a Can co-founder Julia Wolf. The performances are at Avery Fisher Hall on May 30th and 31st, and this is just a little bit of her piece called Anthracite Fields. Just a little bit of Julia Wolf's piece called Anthracite Fields, a work that sort of looks back to her own roots in the mining towns of Pennsylvania. The Bang on a Can All-Stars featuring guitarist and singer Mark Stewart, and that piece is part of the first ever NY Phil Biennial from May 28th to June 7th. Alan Gilbert, the music director of the New York Phil, with me here on Soundcheck. That piece being performed May 30th and 31st at Avery Fisher Hall. You've been doing the Contact series for a number of seasons now with the New York Philharmonic. And one of the kind of big events you did at Contact was a piece by H.K. Gruber called Frankenstein, which was this riot of color on stage. And he is part of the biennial as well.
Yeah, I'm deep in rehearsals for his, I guess you call it, chamber opera Gloria, a Pig Tale. It's whimsical. It's funny. It's about pigs, among other animals, but really, it's about us. It's about people, and it's about challenges and issues that we all potentially face in relationships and making choices in our lives. Gruber is a great musician performer, and it's really unique what he comes up with. It's very jazzy often. Mm-hmm. It's definitely inspired by Kurt Weill and Cabaret. But what happens is it's just so incongruous in this piece, because you'll get, for example, a couple of cows who start jamming on this kind of doo-wop, kind of doobie-doo kind of thing.
And is this going to be an event, the way when you did Ligeti's Le Grand Macabre, people who wouldn't normally go to a New York Phil concert went to see that because it was an event with a capital E?
Well, I hope so. It's the same creative team. It's Doug Fitch and his Giants or Small company who are creating the production. It's very charming and elegant and witty and funny and poignant, what Doug has come up with. I think people will love it.
The piece is Gloria, a Pig Tale, and it's by the Austrian composer H.K. Gruber. It will be part of the New York Phil Biennial as well on May 29th and 30th and June 1st at the Met. Here's a little taste. Rambunctious little piece, isn't it? Gloria, a Pig Tale by H.K. Gruber. Alan Gilbert, the music director of the New York Philharmonic, is with me on Soundcheck on the eve of the first ever NY Phil Biennial, May 28th through June 7th. My thanks to Aspen Opera Theater for letting us play a little bit of their performance of it. Here in New York, it's May 29, 30, and June 1st at the Met. It is, at heart, a piece about expectation and living up to the weight of expectation. What about for you as the music director of the New York Philharmonic? You know, is this biennial a way of kind of maybe changing expectations, subverting the expectations of that role?
Well, I guess to an extent, I hope so. You know, it's admittedly cheeky to call the first iteration of an event a biennial.
You are promising
We're committing ourselves in a sense to, yeah, you know, the first thing we had to discuss after we decided to call it a biennial is how often we would be doing it. we settled on every 2 years. And the point is that we want to create something that will continue to exist, obviously in a different form. It's supposed to be current, so the next one will be current 2 years from now. Mm-hmm. It's not just the New York Philharmonic, but I think other such venerable, important, large cultural organizations can sometimes fall into the trap of you know, the ivory tower syndrome. And so I very consciously, not only in this, but in other things we've done, have tried to reach out to other institutions and other organizations in the city. And this was a perfect, I mean, as I said, we needed to do it because we couldn't possibly do it ourselves. But to me, that's very important. And it does put the New York Philharmonic in the center of that cultural dialogue I spoke of in a way that I think is appropriate.
So what does this say about the future of the orchestra? Is it important for the orchestra in the 21st century to be able to, you know, scale down to a chamber size ensemble and play at a place like Subculture, as you're doing in this festival?
I think orchestras have become so much more than concert generating machines, if you will. It's a bad word, but you see what I'm saying. Just a kind of mechanism for presenting concerts. We've taken to talking about and thinking about the New York Philharmonic as a resource. The New York Philharmonic is so flexible and so nimble. When we pare down and become a lean, mean contemporary music ensemble, there's no better.
There you should use machine. A lean, mean contemporary music machine.
Yeah, that's what we can be. And we can do a lot of things. And the ability to be flexible and reactive and use the capacity that is quite unique to the New York Philharmonic. I think that's what the modern orchestra is going to be about. It happened that a lot of the changes happened through necessity.
Right.
There was a trend away from public education, music education in public schools, less funding. So orchestras started picking up the slack. That became an area in which it was possible to get grant money. I think we're in the second phase of that shift now, and it's not only because of necessity. It's the new paradigm for what orchestras are. And we're trying to be able to cover a wide range of areas and activities. Of course, contemporary music is one of them.
So presenting not only your own concerts, but concerts by other ensembles, and this is a very collaborative festival, this first ever biennial. In fact, on the same program as the Julia Wolf piece that we heard earlier, the biennial is presenting Dream House, which is a kind of a opera of sorts by the electric guitarist and Princeton University professor and composer Steve Mackey. And, you know, for folks who think contemporary music is all gnarly and difficult, here's a piece that ends with a kind of a hit tune.
Where you can live.
without giving too much away, I will say that that whole line about I'll build you a dream house where you can live, where you'll be safe, is sung ironically in the context of the story of Dream House by Stephen Mackey, also being performed at Avery Fisher Hall on May 30th and 31st as part of the first New York Phil Biennial. May 28th through June 7th, 21 concerts, 11 days, many different venues. Alan Gilbert, music director of the New York Philharmonic, with me here on Soundcheck. And New York does have right now, Alan, especially in places like Brooklyn and the Lower East Side, a community of classical musicians who are also maybe classical composers who are completely fluent in and often play in rock bands as well. So, you know, there's like a generation now of younger people for whom that distinction between rock music and contemporary classical is getting kind of blurry. Is that an opportunity that you guys have sort of noticed and decided to go after?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a distinction without a difference. And it's an easy way to say it, but I happen to think it really has meaning, you know, what Duke Ellington said about there only being two kinds of music.
Good kind and bad kind.
And the other kind. Yeah, it's arbitrary. I mean, of course, the New York Philharmonic will always play Brahms as well as it possibly can. But, you know, putting different genres together, putting different types of music together, even different size ensembles. I mean, there's so many practical considerations that can militate against integration. We're trying to transcend those. And if this festival, this biennial, can be a very pure and optimistic example, expression of that, then, wow, so much the better.
And as you say, also a snapshot of where we are in New York in 2014.
There we are.
All right. Alan Gilbert, the music director of the New York Philharmonic and the brains behind this operation. The NY Phil Biennial opens on May 28th, runs through June 7th, and you can find the complete listings on the New York Phil website. There is a special page just for the biennial. Alan, a great pleasure seeing you again. Thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure for me, as always. Thanks.
That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.